The words empowered, enabled, and entitled are often used interchangeably in modern conversations about leadership, growth, and support. Yet they describe profoundly different states of being. Understanding the distinctions between them is essential, because while empowerment fosters strength and maturity, enabling can quietly undermine development, and entitlement can distort a person's sense of self in ways that ultimately block real success. To be empowered is to be given the tools, confidence, and responsibility to act for oneself. Empowerment respects agency. It assumes that people grow through effort, struggle, and accountability. An empowered individual is trusted to make decisions, learn from mistakes, and carry the consequences of their actions. True empowerment is not about protection from difficulty, but preparation for it. It builds resilience, competence, and self-belief, qualities that endure long after external support is withdrawn. Enabling, by contrast, often masquerades as kindness or support, but it removes the very pressures that stimulate growth. When someone is enabled, obstacles are cleared away prematurely, responsibilities are absorbed by others, and consequences are softened or avoided entirely. While this may reduce discomfort in the short term, it can be deeply counterproductive over time. A powerful metaphor for this is the butterfly emerging from its chrysalis. If a butterfly is prematurely released, spared the struggle of breaking free on its own, it will not have pumped enough blood into its wings to fly. What appears to be help ultimately becomes harm. In the same way, people who are shielded from struggle may never develop the internal strength required to stand on their own. Enabling can also create dependency. When individuals learn, consciously or unconsciously, that others will always intervene, solve problems, or lower expectations, they are denied the opportunity to build competence and confidence. Over time, this erodes self-efficacy and reinforces a fragile identity that cannot tolerate challenge. What began as support ends as stagnation. From prolonged enabling can emerge entitlement, which is perhaps the most corrosive of the three states. Entitlement is rooted in a distorted sense of self. The belief that one deserves success, recognition, or authority without having earned it through effort, growth, or contribution. Entitled individuals often confuse accommodation with affirmation and access with merit. This false self-concept becomes a barrier to learning, as feedback feels like an attack and accountability feels unfair. In leadership contexts, entitlement is particularly damaging. Leaders who feel entitled to loyalty, status, or obedience without demonstrating competence, humility, or service are often resented rather than respected. Their authority feels imposed rather than earned. Because entitlement resists self-examination, it blocks the very growth that effective leadership requires, creating insecurity beneath the surface and defensiveness in decision-making. Ultimately, empowerment challenges people to grow. Enabling protects them from growth, and entitlement convinces them they no longer need to grow. Real development requires struggle, responsibility, and honest feedback. Like the butterfly, we must be allowed and sometimes required to fight our way free. Only then do we gain the strength to fly.